Blog Talk Radio.
That's only for the whole night. Then I go back up there and take them out.
Psalm 110, verse 11, verse 10, my father.
Okay.
Psalm 111, verse 10.
Okay.
111, verse 10, mother.
Yes,
chapter 1, 30 and 31.
Isaiah 8:16-20. Charity edified. Verse 2. Mm-hmm. If any man think that he knoweth anything.
If any man or woman think they know anything, what did Paul say to the Corinthians?
He knoweth nothing.
Well, you think you know something, and you say you know nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's ought to know. Any man love Yahuwah.
Yeah.
The same is known of him. Verse 4, as concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered as a sacrifice unto idols.
Mm-hmm.
We know that an idol is nothing in the world. And that there is none other Yahuwah but one. Verse 5. But though there be that are called Yahuwah. What then heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Or in earth?
Well,
as there be Yahuwah's many.
Many that call itself Lord God and Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many of them out there. What?
And Yahuwah's many.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes,
but to us.
What about us?
There is but one Yahuwah the Father. Of whom all things,
mm-hmm.
and we in him,
yes, sir.
And one Yahuwah the Son,
but one Yahuwah the Father,
yes.
And one Yahuwah the Son, right?
Yes,
sir. You gotta be able to, see, you got ran out of
me. I'm here. I can grab your head. I don't argue with you, right? Okay, I'm trying to.
You ready to go back there to that Philippians?
Okay.
This puzzle, right? So we know that there's only one Yahuwah the Father and one Yahuwah the Son. We found out that he received a name that is above every name, right?
That's right.
That the name of Yahuwah, every knee gonna bow, every tongue gonna confess. We're gonna have to be able to use the oracle of Yahuwah. Right to the book of Psalm 119, verse 4, 104. Psalm 119, 104, verse 4, Mother, he Israel, see, right. He says, if any man want to speak, we got to speak as the oracle of Yahuwah. Let's see if we can find the
puzzle.
Verse 10.
That as that as the name Yahweh the Son.
Yes, ma'am.
Of Yahweh, every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow.
Bow of the things in heaven, and the things in earth, and the things under the earth.
He said, every knee going back. Verse 11, what did he say?
Verse 11. And that every tongue shall confess.
He said, every tongue going to confess what?
That Yahweh the Son is Yahweh to the honor of God the Father.
He said, every tongue is going to have to confess that Yahweh is Yahweh. You know,
there is none else.
Look at, I'm Yahweh, and there is none else. Verse
Where
where can you find in there? In the book of 18, verse 20. When you look on the earth, where can you find it? Was he with the Gentiles, Molly? Is that where he was hanging in? Where did he resort? Where did he hang out? Who did he hang out with, Molly?
St. John, chapter 18, verse 20. Mary, Jacqueline, answered him, I speak openly to the world.
I speak openly to the world, go ahead.
I ever taught in the synagogue.
Go ahead.
And in the temple.
Go ahead.
Where the young God Judah always resort.
Go ahead.
And in secret have I said nothing.
Well, he said that even when I was teaching, I was teaching nobody but young God Judah, right? I was teaching in the temple where young God Judah resort. The book of St. John. Who was reading that? Mother of the week.
1 verse 1. that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes.
So Genesis, we see this thing with our own eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life.
Verse
2, for the life was manifest.
He said that this life that we saw with our own eyes, it was manifest.
We have seen it.
Go ahead.
And bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us.
So that they seen, we know it wasn't the Father, right?
That's right.
Because he said he was with the Father. Verse number 3, what did he say?
Verse 3
reads. What did he read?
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us.
Go ahead, read up.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yahuwah the Son.
So the light that was manifest, we read in St. John chapter 1, that the word was made flesh. Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
St. John 5:37, Mother Z. Israel Z. Roy. So the one that they say they see with their own eyes, it wasn't the Father. Who was it? St. John 5:37, Mother Lee.
St. John chapter 5:37.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 37.
Uh-huh.
And the Father himself.
And the Father, Yahweh the Father himself. What about?
Which has sent me.
Yahweh the Father sent me. Go ahead.
Has grown bear witness of me.
He bore witness of me.
You have never heard his voice.
You have neither heard his voice
at any time.
No what?
Nor seen his face.
But John swore to die they laid eyes on. Now is that? Is that right? St. John chapter 1. Mother Israel. Verse number 18. Now let's see how you handle that. But all that good information that mother. Let's see how you deal with this. St. John 1, verse 18.
St. John chapter 1, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
No man has seen
Yahweh the
Son.
That was John said they laid eyes on Yahweh the Son. No man has seen. Let's go back to 5:37, Mother Lee.
No man has seen Yahweh
the Son. Hold on. They just 5:37, we got to edify the people. That's our job, to edify the people.
That's right.
They just 5:37. We got to be sharp at this thing.
St. John chapter 5, verse 37. And the Father himself,
yes, sir,
which has sent me.
The Father himself, your brother Father sent me, created,
has grown witness of me.
Go ahead.
You have neither heard his voice at any time.
Go ahead.
Nor seen his face.
So Yahweh the Father, everybody never laid eyes on Yahweh the Father, right? Now, 1 John 1, verse 18, brother. You should be stubborn over this time.
St. John chapter 1, verse 18.
What do you say?
No man has seen Yahweh the Father at any time.
How do you handle this, mother? Go ahead.
And the only begotten Son.
The only begotten Son. Go ahead.
Which is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared.
Well, the only way we know about the Father is through Yahweh the Son, right?
The Yahweh.
The only way we need to know about the Father. The Father said he gave him a name that is above every name. Right, Mother V?
Right.
That if the name of Yahweh the Son, every knee is going to bow. We say that we got to deal with the precept. Once they're going to say, I see Jesus. We're going to have to be made with him in our clothing and house, right? Mm-hmm. Isaiah 45:22. You're 25, Mother
V. Isaiah.
Isaiah 45:22-25. You're going to be able to handle this book.
That's right.
Isaiah 40, hold on. Hold that point, mother. we be at the end of this day? Psalm 147, 19 and 20.
Brother
Titus, you have a line from the
Yah
God
Jesus. The book of Psalms, chapter 140, you said Psalms 147?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 147.
19 and 20.
Verse 19 and 20.
Uh-huh.
He showed this word unto Israel.
Showed his word to Israel, go ahead.
His statutes and his judgment unto Israel.
We show Israel. Everything he was working with, right?
That's right. Verse 20 read. He had not dealt so with any nation.
So he ain't dealt so with any nation, so we can understand they ain't got a clue about what's going on, right?
That's right.
So if, you know,
as for his judgments.
For his judgment?
They have not known them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yahweh.
So he said that he showed his word It made so much better.
Verse 24, Yahweh has righteousness.
Surely, once you say Yahweh, right? Have I righteousness, go ahead,
and threat,
and threat,
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 evil, even.
Threat evil to him, shall man or woman come, and all that are
in threat,
in sin against him, shall be ashamed.
Verse 25, what do you think?
Verse 25, in the Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified.
You got part of the son, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All the seed of Israel be justified and shall be what?
And shall be honored.
And got part of the son, right?
Right.
And we read that Yahweh the Father gave them all authority.
That's right.
All power, right?
That's right.
He gave them all the information. Ain't that right? So the only one we dealing with is Yahweh the son, right? First of all, thank God, my Lord. Thank God. Let's hear it said out of his own mouth. What name he's rocking. Thank God, chapter 5. Let's look at verse number 29, 43, and 43 to 47. Let's see what name he, out of his own mouth, he's rocking. Thank God, chapter 5. Brother Titus is Brother Peter.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, well, what it is about that name. Take John chapter 20, verse 31. What about that name of Brother Titus? That life?
Yes, sir.
What about that name?
All right, same book, chapter 20, verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31 reads.
What it reads?
But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is the Son of Yahweh the Father.
What
and that believing you might have life through his name.
So the only way you're going to get this eternal life is through his name, right?
Hallelujah. Revelation 14,
verse 8. Let's look at verse number 1. Revelation 14, verse 1. Mother Israel, I see you work. Revelation 14, verse number 1. Revelation 14, verse 1. Mother Israel, see you, Lord. Revelation 14, verse 1. Pull it out now.
That's right.
That's why I'm trying to write it down.
Yeah, Psalms 1, let me see it in Psalms. Let's see.
Where did the healing come from, man? We got to put it out now. Let's put my mouth in.
I got Psalms 107, verse 10.
That's the way you put it out. Psalms 107, take care of that, brother.
The book of Psalms 107, verse 20 reads. He sent this word and healed them and delivered them for their destruction.
He sent this word and healed them. The book of Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon, 16 verse 20. Might as well put another preacher.
That's right. I'll be up well.
Wisdom of Solomon, 16 verse 20. Mother Israel's people.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, ma'am. McClellan is 16, verse 20. Yes, ma'am. This is McClellan, 16, verse 20. Of the Israel of Peter. McClellan, 16, verse 20. But it is neither earth, nor
water cry, slap, that
restores him to hell. But your word, O Yahweh, reveals all things. Listen to the Psalm 16:26. Might as well get that one in there, too. Hallelujah. Israel, see you right.
Yeah, give me infinite.
I want to look up that word. I don't want to just keep saying. What did that word mean? Impotent.
Impotent.
What do that word? They are impotent.
Impotent.
Let me see what we come
up
with. Impotent.
Okay, impotent, the definition of impotent. Let's see. Hardest fall is slow.
I'm looking at the online Oxford Dictionary, and it says impotent. Not showing due respect for another person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, he said that we don't really show your father respect, right?
That's right.
That he truly deserved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can pull out a precept. In the book of Psalms, let's see if I can write this statement down. Okay, right quick. For some reason, it won't even pop in my head. Yeah, well, I always let you get there. I'm about to find 96, mother. Oh, you said not showing due respect.
Mm-hmm.
To a person. Now let's see if we can deal with that statement. Mother speaking in Psalm 96. Let's look at verse number 1.
When he should begin to sound, the mystery of Yahuwah should be finished,
uh-huh,
as he had declared unto his servants the seal.
So he said the mystery of Yahuwah will be finished, as he declared unto his servants the seal, right?
As
verse 8, what did he say?
Verse 8, mm-hmm, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said,
say what?
Go and take the little book,
mm-hmm,
which is open in the hand of the ministering spirit, was standing upon the sea and upon the earth.
So he said, go, take this little book. Verse 9, what did he say?
Verse 9.
Yes, sir.
And when I went into the minister of spirit,
mm-hmm,
and said unto him, give me the little book.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto me,
what did he say?
Take it.
Take it.
And eat it up.
He said, eat it up. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. He said, take it and eat it up. I know somebody looking at a piece of steak.
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Okay. children and stiff-minded.
And they stiff-minded. Go ahead.
I do send you to them.
Go ahead.
And you should say to them, thus said Yahweh.
Verse number 5, what do you say?
Verse 5 reads,
mm-hmm.
And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. But they are a rebellious nation.
Wait.
Yet shall know that there have been a seer among them.
Yet they gonna know that a seer have been among them. Verse 7. What do you say?
Verse 7. Mm-hmm. You shall speak my words unto them.
Wait.
Whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. But they are most rebellious.
Ezekiel 3. Ezekiel 3. Verse number 7 and verse 11. They told John that he must prophesy before many people, nations, tribes, and kings. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he tells Ezekiel in 3, 7, and 11.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 7 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. Yes, ma'am. But the house of Israel would not profit unto you.
Good.
They will not hearken unto me.
Good.
For all the house of Israel are impudent, and hard-headed.
Verse 11, what do you say?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And go get thee to them of the captivity.
They told Ezekiel, go get you to them of the captivity, Greg.
Captivity unto the children of thy people.
Say to the children of your people, go ahead.
And speak unto them.
Go ahead.
And tell them.
Greg.
Thus said the Yahweh. Uh-huh. Yahweh. Whether they will hear.
They will hear.
Or whether they will forbear.
Whether they will forbear. They shall Ezekiel to go get you to people. Go get you to them under captivity. Unto the children of your people. Let's go to the book of Mother E. Let's see that. The book of Acts chapter 18. Book of Acts chapter 18, verse number 1 and 2. Let's see what he tells Paul. Acts chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. Mother E. is going to see you wrote. Acts chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what we're working with here. Acts 18, verse number 1 and 2. Verse 6, verse 8, and verse number 11.
Acts 18,
mm-hmm.
1 and 2, verse 6.
Verse 11. Now let's see. Now he told John that he must prophesy before many people, nations, tell the king. And he turned right around and told Ezekiel, go get you to the those of the captivity, right? To your people. Now let's see what he told Paul. The book of Acts, chapter 18, 1 and 2, verse number 6, 8, and 11. Acts chapter 18, verse 1 and 2, 6, 8, and 11. Mother E. is going to see you,
Roy. Acts chapter 18, verse 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens. And come to Corinth.
Well, after these things, Paul departed from Athens. He came to Corinth. What do you happen in Corinth? Verse 2.
Mm-hmm. And found a certain Yabdai Judah named...
A certain Yabdai Judah named who?
Aquila.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Tonka.
Go ahead.
Lately came from Italy.
Why did he leave Italy? Oh, because that what?
Because that prophet had
child history books, right? That Claudius commanded all to be in Yahdah and Judah. It's all to be wrong. Yahdah and Judah to get up out of Italy, right? And that's in the history books. Verse number 6, come out.
The man, and when they opposed themselves.
But when they got opposed themselves, when they got a little hard-headed, what did Paul say?
And that thing, he shook his raiment.
He shook his raiment
and said unto him.
And said unto him what?
Your blood be upon you. Your blood be upon your own head.
Go ahead.
I am clean from this folk. I will go unto thee. Get down.
Now, what's going on here, mother? He told Ezekiel to get to you to the captivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
To your people. Told John the Revelator that he going to prophesy before people, many people, nations, tongues, and kings. Now he's telling Paul that Paul's talking about getting ready to go to the Gentiles, right? And he's getting ready to go to the Gentiles. That was going to be your verse 7-8, what do you think? Hey, just say, verse 7-8. And Cyprus, right?
It seems through the husband, thank God, it seems on the upper, because all of your house,
great.
And many of the Corinthians,
and Paul said, many of who?
The Corinthians.
Hold up, now what's going on? They tell Ezekiel to get you to the children of your people. Told John he's going to prophesy before many people, nations, tribes, and kings. Now Paul talking about the Corinthians and working with something, right? What did the Corinthians do?
Hearing the demons and word
baptized. How long did Paul deal with these Corinthians, then, Mark?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of Yahweh among them.
And he stayed there a year and 6 months, teaching the Corinthians. Ain't that right? Because the Corinthians believe this thing, right? But you can't spend time with somebody that's going to reject your word. You can't give your time to those that are receiving this word, right?
That's right. That's right.
Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Let's see what he told the 12. Matthew chapter 10, 5 to 7, mother's Eve. Now let's see how he told it to the 12. Matthew 10, 5 to 7. Mother's Eve is going to see you right.
Matthew
10, 5 to 7. What do you say to the 12?
Matthew chapter 10, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
What
do
you say?
The 12, Yahuwah said.
12.
The 12, Yahuwah sent and commanded them, said.
Said what?
Saying, go not unto the way of the Gentiles.
Not unto the way of the Gentiles, go ye.
And into any city of the Samaritans.
That's your any city of Samaritans. Go ahead.
Enter ye not.
Go ahead, read on.
Mm-hmm. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel. Verse 7.
And as you go, teach.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
They told the 12 to go where? What he told the 12? What was that direct order?
To go to the lost sheep.
And let's see how Yahweh operates, Brother Titus, type of Israel 7, verse number 21. That there he leave any room to wither or powder. That's in Israel 7, verse 21.
they say. Second Ezra, the seer, chapter 7, verse 21 reads.
What it reads?
For Yahweh have given straight Torah instructions.
Yahweh gave straight instructions, right?
Yes. To such as came.
Mm-hmm.
What they should do to men.
Wait, yeah.
Even as they came.
Mm-hmm.
And what they should observe to avoid punishment.
But Yahweh gave straight instructions, right?
Hey, Lord, that's right.
He did, Go ahead. And in Let's see what he said to Mark. Let's see what he said to Mark, but we gotta put it all together. We gotta have, we said that by precept, we get understanding, right?
We are boy.
We ain't gonna just take Mark's word. We go follow up on that statement, right? Mark 16:15-16. What do you say to Mark, Monolith? How did he break it down to Mark? Mark 16:15-16. Mother Z, Israel, Z, right?
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15. And he said unto them,
what did he say?
Go ye into all the world.
Where?
And seek the covenant to every creature.
Now, hold on. You say teach the covenant to who?
Every creature.
You mean we gotta go out there and find some dogs and cats and start teaching? This thing is getting a bit too puzzling here. Brother Titus Israel, let's see what the mystery is all about. Let's see who we reveal the mystery to in the book of Colossians chapter 3.
Yes, sir.
Brother Titus Israel, let's see you, buddy. Colossians chapter 3, verse 25 and 26, I believe we need. Colossians 3.
Yes, sir.
Colossians 2. 25 and 26.
Go on to Colossians chapter 2.
Hey, get Colossians 1.
All right, Colossians 1.
Yes, sir. 25 and 26. Let's see who we reveal this mystery to.
The book of Colossians. Chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Whereof I made you a minister according to the dispensation of Yahweh, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of Yahweh.
And now read verse 24. Look at the audience here. Verse 24.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
Yes, sir.
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and filled up that which is behind of the affliction of Yahweh the Son in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, little word, temple.
So he said this is information is going to his body, church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, this stuff, yeah. Verse 25, what do you say?
Verse 25, whereof I made you a minister according to the dispensation of Yahweh, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of Yahweh.
Verse 26, come on.
26.
Mm-hmm.
Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now it's made manifest to his saints.
The mystery is made manifest to who?
To his saints.
The book of Ephesians, Ephesians 4.
Yeah.
The book of Ephesians 4. Let's look at 12. Ephesians 4, verse number 12. So the mystery was made manifest to the saints, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 12, Mother Z, Israel, Z, Roy.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh. Ephesians 4, verse number 20.
Oh, Ephesians 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And he gave...
Ephesians 4, verse number 20.
Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the perfection of the saints.
Hold that point. Let's look at 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 through 5, then we're going to drop down to 12.
Okay, Ephesians chapter
1 through 4, 1 through 5, 11 and 12. Let's see if we get it all in.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
1 through 5, verse 11 and 12.
Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 1 through 5, verse 11 and 12.
What did it say?
Verse Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Yahweh, hear that he walked
give the vocation. The vocation wherewith you are called.
Wherewith you are called, verse 2.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Endeavoring
to keep unity of the spirit in the
heart
of peace.
Verse 4.
There is one body and one.
How many bodies is it?
There is one body.
One body.
And one spirit.
One spirit.
Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm. One Yahweh. One faith.
One covenant.
One baptism.
Verse 11. Yes, ma'am.
And he gave some apostles.
He gave some apostles.
And some teachers.
Some seers.
Some seers.
So he gave some apostles, right?
Right.
He gave some seers. Go ahead.
And some
evangelists.
And some
pastors
and teachers.
Where did he give them the information? Verse 12. For what?
For perfecting of the saints.
For the perfecting of the saints, go ahead.
For the work of the
ministry.
Ministry.
For the edifying
of the body of Yahweh the Son.
You mean the body of Yahweh the Son is the saint. But the body of the Yahweh the Son is the saint. Who is the church then? Who is the church? The saints, right? Mm-hmm. Let me go back to see what he said to Mark. Who was reading that Mark 16? Come back with that. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, Mother B. Mark 16, 15 and 16. Mark. Chapter 16, 15, and 16. Mother Z, Israel, see you right.
Mark, chapter 15, verse 16 and 17.
15 and 16.
Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them,
what do you say?
Go ye into all the world and teach the covenant. Go eat into all the world and teach the covenant to every creature.
Now he says you gotta go and teach the same to every creature. Verse 16, what you do with the creature,
Verse 16. Mm-hmm. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved.
But
he that believeth not shall be damned.
Well, he said that he or she that believeth is baptized shall be saved. For he or she that believeth not shall be damned, right? Professor Luke, but see, I wouldn't put it down, Mother Titus is real.
Yes,
Mother sir. 24. Let's see how Luke put it down. Luke 24. And let's pick it up at verse number. Luke 24. Let's look at 46 through 49.
Yes, sir.
I'll be told, Mark, you got to go teach this covenant to every creature, right?
Mm-hmm.
He told Matthew, go to every nation. Now, let's see what he says in Luke.
Book of Luke, chapter 24, 46 to 49.
Yes, sir.
Luke, chapter 24, verse 46, read.
What do you mean?
And said unto them,
thus
it is written,
uh-huh.
And thus it is behold, Yahweh the Son to suffer.
Who Yahweh the Son to suffer?
And to rise from the dead the third day.
And to rise from the dead the third day. Verse 47, what
do you say? Verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
And that repent. among all nations, beginning at the southern kingdom of Yahdah.
So he said that this information got to be taught among all nations. But you begin at Yahdah and Judah, right?
Hallelujah.
Verse 48, what do you say?
Verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
And you are witnesses.
He said, and you. Who is the you? Who is the witness?
Yes.
We got to be able to precept that, right?
Hallelujah.
Jehovah say he's the witness.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Jehovah say, we the witnesses.
Yep.
And they went to Tad Russell said.
The founder of Jehovah Witnesses, yep.
And then what he said, we are his witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be able to make them a lie, right?
Hey.
Isaiah. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, mother. The people can make Charles Temple Russell on the rock, right quick. Before we read that, let's run through our Proverbs 5 and 6. Let's see if we can make Charles Temple Russell, the whole organization of the Watchtower, a rock.
Yeah.
Proverbs 30.
Should not add unto the word which I command you, neither should you diminish off from it, that you may keep the Torah instruction, the first five books of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I command you.
So Yahuwah said you can't add or diminish.
That's right.
So I'm going to say this. If you act, you're going to be proven a light. Now, we have to prove this big organization called Jehovah's Witnesses. We're going to prove them a liar, ain't we, Mother Eve? Let's look at Isaiah 43. Let's see, before we go to Isaiah 43, let's run to Acts chapter 2, Mother. Now, we got to do all this stuff to prove, make Jehovah's Witnesses a liar. We got to do all these precepts. Acts chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse
number.
Let's see what I'm on. Verse number 30. What he pretty much. Acts chapter 2, verse 39. What he say?
Acts chapter
2,
verse
39. What did it read? put it out in Psalm right quick. Let's see if we put it out in Psalm.
But she was got to reading Elder Yada. What verse was that?
That was Isaiah 43, verse 2. The thing we can do is you pass through the water. Let's see if I can deal with that statement. When you pass through the water, can we deal with that statement? Tell me what. I'm looking forward to that. I know it's a song, that's what I know. It's a song. I'm just trying to lay my eyes on the statement I need to put it out. It's a song, 107. Gotta be 78, 107, right? 107. Looking for the statement where he said. I lay my eyes on it right quick. I want to pull this one out, so bear with me. Let's look at Psalm 105. Let's see what you lay our eyes on. Psalm 105. Psalm 105, Mother Zeke. Let's look at Psalm 105. And let's look at 13 through 15, what he said. So he said that when you pass through the water, look at Psalm 105. Let's look at
13 to 15.
Psalm 105, 13 to 15.
When you went
from one nation to another. So he said, when you went.
One nation to another.
Come on.
From one kingdom to another people.
Verse 14. What did he do?
He suffered no man to do them wrong.
Go ahead.
Yea, he reproved kings for thy sake.
For thy sake. Verse 15. Saying what?
Verse 15 says, "Church not my anointed, and do my seal no home."
Verse 9. What did he say?
Verse 9.
And thanks. Verse 9. Who is this conversation to?
When?
Verse 9.
Which covenant? Which
covenant
he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh. And confirm them the same unto Jacob, who is for Israel, for a law to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
So he said that when you go from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another kingdom, and to another people. They say, when you pass through the water, what are you talking about you going to pass through? From one kingdom to another.
Hallelujah.
From one nation to another. From one people to another. Everybody that has their hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, everybody that has touched you. He said, touch not my anointed. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
And that touch you, Israel.
Hallelujah.
They in trouble with that.
I have called you by the name that declared and
Judah.
Southern Kingdom. Until you be endured with power from on high.
Because before you make a move, you settle down and you have that duty. Until you really got this thing working real good, right?
Yahweh.
That's why I said go to Acts chapter 1, Mother. Acts chapter 1, so he says, begin this thing, teach this thing in his name among all nations. Or begin at Yahweh's Judah's kingdom, right? Let's go to another book of Acts chapter 1. Let's begin at verse number 6 through 8. Mother, he is brother C. Roy. Acts chapter 1, 6 through 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, of the Israel of the Hebrew.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8.
The man,
and they therefore were come together, they asked of him,
saying what?
Yahweh. That I at this time destroyed again the kingdom. Israel.
That's what? Would you at this time restore the kingdom again to Israel? Verse 7.
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
It is not for you to know the time or the season.
Read.
Which his father has put in his own power.
Verse 8.
And man, but you shall receive power after that the righteous spirit is come. Upon you.
Go ahead.
And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Yahweh Judah and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the earth.
Now he said that you're going to be witnesses of me in Yahweh Judah and in Samaria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is improved.
Improved all things, which is good.
Let's go grab it, Mother. First, let's get Judah on the table. Who is Judah? Right to our First Kings chapter 11. First Kings chapter 11, Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy. Let's see, who is Judas? First Kings 11. And let's see that First Kings 11. And let's look at verse number. First Kings 11. That's the one I want. Let's look at verse number 36. First Kings 11, verse 36. Mother, the Israel, the Roy. First Kings 11, verse 36. I'm getting ready to wind it down. My brother Titus, young lion. So.
Yes, sir.
Get your chops ready.
Yeah, what?
First Kings 11, verse 36.
First Kings chapter 11, verse 36.
Verse
36. What do you read? And unto his son will I yield one tribe, that David, my servant, may have a light
always
before me in Yahweh Judah, the city which I have chosen my lent me to put my name there.
He put his name where? And Yahweh Judah, right?
Oh, Yahweh.
Now, what do the name Yahweh Judah mean? What does that name mean in the book of Genesis?
Hallelujah.
What does that name mean? What does the name Yahweh Judah, what does it mean? We're going to pull that out for us. We're going to pull that out in Genesis. What does the name Yahweh Judah mean in Genesis somewhere around 26 or so, where is it at?
Genesis 29, 35.
Genesis 29, 35. The
first book of every chapter is the book of Genesis. Chapter 29, verse 35 reads. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise Yahweh. Therefore she called his name Yada Judah and left there.
So he put his name in Yada Judah. And what the name Yada Judah means, I'm going to praise Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we find out that he said he was always going to have a life in the southern kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got Judah on the table. Now let's see if we can deal with Samaria. Who is Samaria? Now he told the apostles, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they will, shall be witnesses unto me both in Yahweh, Judah, and Samaria, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's put them on the table. Who is the Samaritan, Mother E? 14:16. Yes, ma'am. 14:16, 23 and 24. Let's deal again at
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. What you ought to say. All right, okay, Mother Z, give me Daniel. The book of Daniel real quick. Daniel chapter 9, 21 to 22. Yes, ma'am.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, began being called to fly swiftly, church me about the time of the evening oblation. Verse 22. And he informed me and said, talk with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come for to give. I am now come for to give you skill and understanding.
Yeah, I've come forth to give you skill and understanding. Okay, give me that, we're going to Exodus 35th chapter. Going to the book of Exodus chapter 35. See, we set our skills not according to this book. We use our skills worldly on other things. This is what you got to have the skills is in here, Exodus 35. This is what the skill, he gave us skill, but you got to have the skill in what? If we can't have the skill of the world, like, that's what we do. We use our skills, like sports and stuff like that, and not doing this. Give me Exodus chapter, Exodus chapter 35. Exodus chapter 35, Mother Z. Exodus chapter 35. Pick up at the... Think about verse 29. Exodus chapter 35, verse 29.
Verse 29. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Yahweh.
So you got to be having a willing offering to Yahweh. Just like it's especially, hey, I love every minute of the Sabbath. You got to have a willing mind. Be willing. Go ahead. Over Yahweh.
Every man and woman whose mind made them willing to bring forth of all matters of work which the Yahweh had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses.
All that part there before we go any further. Say that willing mind. I remember seeing that in the, what's that in Corinthians? That willing mind. That's it, LDI. About the willing mind. Is that in Corinthians? Let's see. Let me take a peep at it. Oh, your mark, we're coming back there. Are we up? In 2 Corinthians, yeah, I'm in 2 Corinthians. Let's see. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Okay. Looking at 2 Corinthians, I got chapter 9, verse 7. Trying to see if that's... Yeah, just forgive me. Let's see. Willing. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 or 7. Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Muddy, go ahead and get that. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7.
But this I say, he which soweth shall reap, shall reap also perish. And he which soweth every man according as he
prospers. Y'all, I'll beat you that mother DFS really see, Roy.
So let him give, not
running,
except
for all right. She said, yes, y'all, I love, but you'll forgive her. Love, but you'll forgive her. Okay, let me get that 2 Corinthians, same book, chapter 8. I'm just trying to get one here, chapter 8, verse 12. 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 12. Muddy. According to that, he had not. Okay. All right. So, back to that Exodus 35. Back to Exodus chapter 35. Mother Z. Okay, you at verse 29.
Verse 31. And he has filled him, and he have filled him with the spirit of Yahweh in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all matter of workmanship.
You see, we use that filled him with the spirit of Yahweh, the wisdom and understanding and knowledge to take care of the temple business. It needs to be done in temple business. Go ahead.
32. And to
devise.
And to devise.
Curious.
Curious work. To work in gold and in silver and in brass.
And brass. Okay. Skip down to verse 35 real quick. Verse 35.
Verse 35.
See, that's what they hear, because I know purple would never cut it, but that's what we need to, but we're getting that straight out on that, because purple, that was never our color. So, wicked color, but we're going to touch on that. So, go ahead.
In scarlet, in fine linen, in the wave.
Weaver.
Of them that do any work and do those that divide
cunning work.
Divide
so two tribes had this skill and knowledge. You had the tribe of Dan and the tribe of us, the tribe of Yadaju. We all had this skill, this knowledge. Do the skills we have today. And I know this is the foundation of it. This is what the comfort of the cunning work. This is the history that we're reading now. Give me Exodus 36. Give me Exodus chapter 36. Pick up at verse 1. Exodus chapter 36, verse 1. Yes, ma'am.
Exodus 36, verse 1. Then wrote Oziel and
Holyab
and every wise mind man in whom the Yahweh
it said wise minded man.
Wise-minded man.
Okay, what's how you be wise? He says, and every wise-minded man. How you be wise? Say wise-minded man. How you be wise? All right, let's get 2 Timothy real quick. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let me get there real quick. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Mother D. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Yes, ma'am. Chapter 3, verse 15.
And that from a child you have known the right scripture, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh.
Okay, that's what make you wise, the righteous scriptures that you can read in the first five books and the seers, all the way from Genesis to Malachi. Proverbs 8:33. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33. Yes, ma'am. To hear instruction, be wise. Hear instruction, be wise. And refuse it not. Proverbs 4:1-2. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. What are you talking about? What instruction? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Mother Z.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to know, understand. Verse 2, but I give you good doctrine, forsake you not my Torah instructions.
Forsake you not my Torah instructions. Okay. It said this doctrine is just teaching, right? Give you good teaching, so that doctrine only made in teaching. Give me that Isaiah 28. I'm just going to break down what teaching is real quick in Isaiah 28. It's going to explain itself. Isaiah 28, pick up at verse 9. Isaiah 28, verse 9. What is he?
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Verse 9. Who shall he teach knowledge? And who shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
That's what that teaching is. That doctrine. The doctrine only means in teaching. Teach knowledge and understand doctrine. Teach. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Back to that. Okay. We'll make you wise. Right. Back to the Exodus. Back to the Exodus chapter 35. Okay, you was at verse 1. Exodus 36, verse 1, I mean.
Exodus 36, verse 1.
Yeah, verse 1, yes.
Then Holy Ab,
yeah. Knowledge, have their skill, whatever this need to be done, whoever's banquet hall, all this got to be established. All right. Okay. Give me that, like transportation, all that got to be transportation. Okay, I'm going to read that. At this same chain chapter. Transportation. The way we get back and forth. Okay, Exodus 36, you right here. Okay, Exodus 36. Let's see what I want. About the wagons. Our numbers. Yeah, let's go to numbers. Go to the book of numbers. Let's see what I want in numbers. Go to the book of numbers. All right, make that 7. Book of numbers, chapter 7. Mother Z. Okay, numbers, chapter 7. Okay. Pick up that verse 1.
It come to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle and had anointed it and sanctified it and all the
instruments
thereof, both the
altar
and all the
Vessels
thereof, and had anointed them and sanctified them.
Verse 2.
That the princes of Israel had
kids
of the house of the father who was a
princes of the tribes and was over them that were numbered offered. Okay, I know you see this word house. Genesis. Going to Genesis real quick. All right, let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 10. All right, we're going to pick up at, let's see what I'm on. Genesis chapter 10. I pick up at the verse 31 and 32. Genesis chapter 10, verse 31 to 32. Mother Eve.
31 and 32.
So you can use the nations or family, they're interchangeable. So, okay, back to that Numbers. All right, Numbers chapter 7. Back to Numbers chapter 7. Okay, you was at verse 2, right? Numbers chapter 7, verse 2. I believe you was at verse 2. All right, Numbers chapter 7, verse 2. Back to Numbers chapter 7, verse 2. I was reading that, Numbers chapter 7, verse 2.
That the princes of Israel, kids of the house of their fathers.
Okay, remember we just read, remember we went to Genesis 10, what was that, 31 and 32, when we came back here? Family or nation is interchangeable, right? So you can put it right in here because they're not going to see that. But they're not going to see it in verse 2. Because the average person will not see family or nation, not in verse 2. So you got to take them to Genesis 10 to have a bag of verse. Yes, it's in there. Family and nation's in there. Genesis 10 chapter. Okay, with that understanding. Okay, back to, go ahead.
Numbers chapter 7, verse 2, that the princes of Israel, kids of the family of their fathers, you said nation, you said
remember Genesis says, see, they're not going to see that in there. They'll see house in that verse 2, right? Go to Genesis chapter 10, we read families and nations interchangeable, right? Like just like when we see the house of Israel, we know that's nations and family of Israel, right? Every time we see it. So that's the point I'm making, Genesis chapter 10, 31 and 32, with that understanding.
That the princes of Israel, kids of the family of their fathers,
uh-huh,
who was the princes of the tribes and were over them that were numbered.
The Moses said the order of leadership, like whatever rank they are, what rank they are. Go ahead.
Numbered leadership. Should I put that in there?
Go ahead. I mean, that's not in this case. Go ahead.
Okay, officer. Okay, verse 3. And they brought them, and they brought their officers before the Yahweh.
They brought their offerings.
And they brought their offerings before the Yahweh. Six covered.
Wagons.
And 12 oxen. And
Wagons
of two of the princes and of every one.
For each one?
Each one. And oxen, and they brought them before the tabernacle.
They brought them before the tabernacle, the temple. See, this is transportation here. See, at the time we have oxen and wagons, but transportation. That's what we need, transportation. It's like, whatever, a van, bus. That's what we're working on, getting transportation back to the temple and from the temple.
going to come to class and leave the class. That's what we're working on, transportation. That's why I got to work on getting my my driver's license. Stuff like that, they got to be in place. All right, verse 5. Verse 4.
And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 5, take it off them that they might be to do the service.
That they may
do the service of the tabernacle.
The tabernacle, the temple, go ahead.
No.
Just read it like it is. Congregation.
Congregation and they shall give.
Okay, we can't just leave that word congregation by itself. Which congregation is this? Can't just leave that by itself. Just say congregation. Okay, I'll get you warmed up. Let's go to Exodus real quick. Okay. It is needed to say congregation. But what congregation? All right, let's go to Exodus 16:1. Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. Mother Eve. Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. Verse 1 and 17, verse 1. So that way we can put what congregation is this. So we got to have a name, what congregation of this. That way when you come back, you know what goes there. You can back up to Exodus 16, verse 1, and 17, verse 1 with a back up.
Exodus 16, verse 1. And if the flesh shall not join.
You're just trying to get a name. Go ahead. That's it. All the congregations of the children of Israel. Okay. Let's get down verse 2. Verse 2 lines.
And the whole congregation of the children of Israel.
Stop right there. Exodus chapter 17, verse 1.
All the congregation of the children of Israel.
That's it. All the congregation of the children of Israel. All right. That's it. Exodus 16, verse 1 and 2, 17, verse 1. So we know what goes there. But the baggers. Okay. Hallelujah. Exodus. Yes, ma'am. Okay, use that back in Numbers chapter 7, verse 5. Back to Numbers chapter 7, verse 5. So we know what congregation this is because we went to Exodus 16, 1 and 2, and Exodus 17, verse 1. God bless you there. Elder Pierce. Zero.
The only thing over by you.
Mm-hmm. Is all that mic on? I don't know. Let me get it in
here. They don't have your receiver on out there
anymore. Oh, that's...
But I think they got it on the
channel. Oh, yeah. Probably did. Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
Check it on here.
Yeah, try it for the next time.
Check this stuff, man.
Okay, who's reading that number 7, verse 5? Okay, Mother Z. So if you know what that understanding, if we know what congregation is in verse 5 here, that it's talking about.
Take it them that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle.
Do the service of the temple. Go ahead.
Of the congregation of Israel.
Congregation of the children of Israel.
Congregation of the children of Israel. And
okay, I'm asking you something, Mother D. If they were to say, I don't see the congregation of the children of Israel, what verse would you get at? What verse? What scripture? Okay, and what's the other one? Yahweh. Okay, I was just saying, you know, see what you're asking, what you're saying. Just, okay, all right. Finish up half of verse 5. You got half of verse 5 now.
Thou shalt give them unto the Levites, to every man according to his service.
According to the service, that's what we're working on. Go ahead, verse 6.
Verse 6. And Moses took the wagon and the oxen and gave them unto the Levites.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, he says, okay, you read verse 6? Okay, verse 7?
Two wagons and four oxen he gave unto the son of
Gershon.
Gershon,
according to thy
service. Verse 8.
And four wagons and eight oxen. So we already, all that was getting in place. All that was in place. Go ahead. All that was in place. Go ahead.
He gave unto the son of
Merari.
Merari, according unto thy service, under the hands of
Atamar.
Atamar, the son of
Aaron. So all that was in place. So even Aaron's sons. So Aaron, that's the thing. You gotta teach. That's why I said you gotta train your child up. All that point. Because when I say a verse, I gotta back up with a verse. Go to Proverbs real quick. Proverbs, I'll be coming back here. Me Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22. Verse 6. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train.
Train up a child in the way he shall go, and train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he or she is old, he or her will not depart from it.
So train your child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Okay, well, see, Solomon wouldn't just ain't gonna write and have his own mindset to write that. He had to be reading what? Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Oh, what you got in Numbers? What he was reading? You go to Deuteronomy. You go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Think about verse 9, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, Mother D.F. Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 and 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9. Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently,
Right, that's the order right there. We're supposed to teach them this. The first five books was written in the first five books. Okay, verse 10.
Verse 10. Especially the day that thou stoodest before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, in Horeb, when Yahuwah said unto me, gather me the peoples together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children.
Mm-hmm. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Pick up at verse 6 and 7. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
Verse,
yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6. And these words which I command you this day shall be in thy mind. Verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou raisest up.
Right. The Hebrews is teaching what is written in our first five, the commandments, is written in the first five books. Why they rise up and why they lay down. Before they get up in the morning, before they lay down, before they go to bed, that's what they're talking about. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. What do you mean by that? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. About the GF Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. Now these are the Torah instructions, the statutes, and the judgments which Yahuwah commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it.
Mm-hmm. Verse 2.
Verse 2. That thou mayest fear Yahuwah your Yahuwah to keep all his statutes and his Torah instructions, which I command you, thou and your sons and your sons, all the days of your life, and that thou days may be prolonged.
That your days may be prolonged. So when we teach this, he also declaring this. And I can prove that. Let's go to Psalms real quick. We're going to Psalms. Let me see. 75. Let me get there real quick. Okay, we're going to Psalms. Make that Psalms 95. Make that, you're going to Psalms. Let's see what I want. It may declare it. Make that Psalms. It may declare it. Trying to see if it's in Psalms. That's where I can pull that. So it may declare it. Okay. I'm trying to find that verse in Psalms, but it says you're supposed to declare them to your children in Psalms. I'm trying to see if that's... Yeah, Psalm 78. Yep, Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Mother Z. Psalm chapter 78. All right, verse 3. Pick up at verse 3. Psalm 78, verse 3. So David was reading the Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy. He's reading Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9.
Psalm 78. Pick up at verse 3. Mother Z, Psalm 78, verse 3.
Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us.
We have known, our father told us what's the order, what we should do. Go ahead, verse 4.
We will not hide them from thy children.
We will not hide them for their children. See, they letting these school systems dumb them down. We teach, we're gonna send them to school. Of course, we need to know how to read and stuff. And of course, we need to know how to read the things important to read and math, all the other stuff, English and all that other nonsense. It's not necessary at all. Okay, go ahead.
We will not hide them from thy children. Showing to the generation to come.
So this got to be passed on to our children. From generation to generation. Go ahead.
The praises. The praises of the Yahweh and his strength.
Okay, what tribe?
The fourth tribe.
He said what? He said what's the fourth tribe that we can read? Can we read that? The fourth tribe. So can we read that? Let's go to Exodus. It's gonna break down